it's incumbent on every vehicle to have first aid kits on board the vehicle. However, Ghana is a liberal economy. Drivers or transporters should be warned to get these kits on their vehicles. They should not be forced to buy from one vendor. No one vendor should monopolize our market. Probably, transporters may get this same item somewhere at a lower cost, with a liberal cost. But if you tie them to DVLA, to buy from DVLA, it becomes an issue. So please, they've also not been warned. So at least we know it's part of the regulation that you carry all these on board your vehicle. But the law did not say, by all means, buy it from DVLA. No. So we are playing with the DVLA. You just ask the driver or the motorist or the transporter to have it on board the vehicle, but not forcing them to buy from them.
It means you are not against the mandatory allocation of first aid kits on vehicles.
Yes, when you look at the traffic regulation, it enjoins every vehicle owner or every transporter to ensure that these kits are carried on the vehicle. The fire extinguisher, the first aid box, and whatever. It's mandatory. It's not optional. It's of mandatory. But it's also not mandatory for anyone to buy it from DVLA. No. If I had bought it from somewhere, would DVLA not give me any kind of service that DVLA is required to give? If I go to renew my roadworthiness certificate, is it a precondition that I should buy from DVLA before my licenses are renewed, before my certificate is renewed? No, please, it's not mandatory. They should allow them, they should tell them to have them fitted, they have to have them on board their vehicles, but not to force them to buy from DVLA. GPRP is safety conscious. Therefore, we want every motorist to be safety conscious. They have to get these fitted in their vehicles.
You heard General Secretary of the GPRTU, Issa Khalita, talking to George Ankrah.